everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. And, of course, we have another great, awesome interview. I'm going to have my co-host with me tonight, Al Diaz, which is great for me. I say that all the time because I get to share the talk with him. And usually when we bring somebody on and he's on with me, he knows this person really well, much more than I do. But anyways, I wanted to tell everybody about what's going on. Stars, of course, STARZ, psychics.com is always up and running. We're going to have some new things instilled in the site next week for all of the clients, and it's going to be really good. And go to see mysticlivingtoday.com. There's some beautiful stuff in there. One that I did with a gentleman named Billy Dotson. He's a photographer, and he shoots pictures in Africa, and everybody listening knows that that's very dear to my heart. Go check it out. It's called From Desert to Desert, and it's one of the featured articles, and the photographs are real. He actually sent the photographs to me. So I think that's about all that I would like to say for now. Now, you know Natalie never stops talking, but I want to welcome our guest tonight. And I didn't ask you how to pronounce your last name, so I'm going to try. But her name is Javiera Correa, and she's from Chile, live from Chile. Now, get that, everybody. She's called in from Chile, and I'm so excited. Nice to have you with us, Javiera.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes, and you can hear a little bit of accent with her, not a whole lot. Al, how you doing tonight? My buddy is on with me. I love it.
I am excited.
Thank you. I'm doing really, really well, and great to hear both of your voices. Natalie, of course, I hear your voice like every other week, but Javiera, it's been probably over a year since I've heard her voice, so it's great to hear her voice again, too.
And it's nice,
cool,
yeah, when you have somebody that's from another country, but she speaks so clear, her English is so good. And it's amazing. Just think about where she's called from and how far away we are. You know, and everybody knows I'm in South Carolina and Al's in Baja, and then we've got Javiera. And so, Javiera, I want to ask you, how did your career get started? I know you were born in Chile, and I think you lived in other countries, right? So tell us a little bit about how you got started, and then we'll go into what exactly that you do.
Well, how I got started with what I do, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you were born in Chile. Is that right? Chile, yes. And
yes.
At the age of 22, you had an experience, I am reading here. But you lived in New Zealand, and you lived in Bali. Wow.
Yes.
I
wouldn't say maybe all over the place, but I have traveled quite a bit. One of the reasons I traveled was to find other people that were in a deep spiritual search. I was in a deep spiritual search from when I was really young. And at some point I got into, you know, I was an entrepreneur. I studied business. And then I developed in therapy and healing. And after a while, I got into conscious manifestation, and that has been my main focus the last 4 to 5 years, I would say, and that's probably going to be my main focus for a while.
So now, do you have groups, you've organized groups, you have a school. It's a school on conscious manifestation, right? Correct?
Correct, yes. I have a school that...
Okay, so what transpires there? What happens there? Yeah, how do you gather your students? And Al, you know, just talk in. You know me, I'll just keep talking until somebody interrupts me, but Al, just ask away. how did you, you know, how do you get students, Javiera? How do you, you, just by talking to people, how do you go about getting students to come to your school?
You know, one thing that I've been observing in all my trips when I've been living abroad and then coming to Chile and then traveling again and then coming again to Chile is that each time that I come back, I've realized there is a huge, like, opening to consciousness. There are more and more people that want to find answers to deep questionings, to related to who they are, what is it that they're looking for, what is it that they want in life, right? And we can see this all over the world, actually. So
it's amazing. It's amazing that everybody
provides,
of the spiritual realm, I mean, like you and Al and myself and many others that I've talked to, and that what my magazine is about, that everybody is searching. Now, some are searching, some are just waiting. Some are searching for, sometimes it's that special one, that special connection that I need so that I can finish the work that I want to do. And then there are people like myself who are just waiting. So
what are you doing in school?
Exactly. I mean, do you have a set of classes, or is it ends up being like a group of people that just come? Do they come on a daily basis? Do they come, you know, weekly? How often do they come and see you? Tell us a little bit about your school.
So we have different modalities. At the moment, we have a group with 5 different countries that are studying together for 5 months. So it's a 5-month intensive on conscious manifestation and inner transformation. Apart from that, we give classes, talks, and workshops where we activate people on the topic of how to create your life consciously. And the results we've seen is just, they're just amazing. Amazing what people can do with the right tools and the right information with their lives.
Javiera,
exactly.
I've got two questions to ask you. So I'm going to ask you the first one first. So you just mentioned that at a very early age, you were already searching or looking for the awareness, or you knew that there had to be something else. What inspired that? What sparked that?
That's a very interesting question, Al. You know, that's a little bit of like, if you ask anyone who is looking for something else than, you call it maybe reality, what is looking, it's very difficult to point at. You know, you could say it's a feeling, or it's an inner knowing. There is something inside of you that moves you towards something that you don't know what it is, but it kicks the search, right? It's like there's something inside of you that is searching for something that you don't know what it is. So I don't know how it activates in people. I know that for some people just happens, and for some people it will happen from the very beginning of their life, and others will happen during their life, and many, many others it will never happen.
Interesting. So, and I used to have a radio show, as you are aware, and I had one for about 5 years, and I was blessed to have many people from around the world with different modalities, and it inspired me. As a matter of fact, it supported me to evolve. So I know you used to have a radio show. I don't know if you still do, but you used to have a radio show also. What did that do for you to support you to evolve in your early quest to become more aware?
What inspired me to evolve into this quest? So let me see if I can see.
What did the radio show do for you to evolve, the one that you used to have, or you still have it?
I'm sorry, I just cannot hear you very well.
What I'm asking is, okay, was the radio show that you used to have, is it a benefit for you to move forward and evolve?
Did you understand?
Not,
he wants to know the radio
not.
Show that you had, did it help you to evolve?
Oh, right. Good question. It's an interesting question, because then we will have to look into the concept of evolving. What is evolving? I mean, I don't want to go into like too long to talk about concepts, but it helped me to meet other amazing people. It was a door for me to meet other amazing people. But to be really honest, once you find yourself and you have touched that truth of who you are, there is nothing else you need to evolve to. So in that regard,
this was an experience for me to meet other people, but not to realize truth. You know what I mean?
I totally agree, and I understand where you're coming from. So I totally agree. So how did you get to the point where you're at now? What's been going on with you for the last year or 2 years, and how did you get to where you're at now?
Oh my goodness, great question. Okay, so you know where I am now. It has a lot of vision. It has many hours of defining pen and paper. What is it that I wanted to do, which was in alignment with my joy and which was in alignment with my chosen purpose, right? I call it chosen purpose because we always have free will and we are always free to choose if we want to do whatever we want to do in this life. So for me, what would bring me the most joy was to support others in this awakening, right? I enjoy it. So, and after that, the last couple of years, I would say that it has been a lot of planning, a lot of many meetings with other people and learning from amazing other guides. I'm going to a retreat, traveling the world, learning a lot, seriously. And putting yourself out there, creating, learning about marketing, learning graphic design, sitting down with a team of people and working together with a common vision. So it has a lot of a clarity in the why and a lot of work. Let's put it that way. That doesn't feel like work, but it's a lot of work actually.
And from your perspective, what is the difference between enlightenment and awakening?
Enlightenment and awakening. I don't have the. I mean, there is a difference. There is a difference between enlightenment and oneness as well, for example. So someone who is awakened and someone who is asleep, there's a big difference because it has to do with self-awareness. Someone who is self-aware is someone who is pretty much awakened, right? It's awakening to something else within themselves. Someone who is enlightened is someone who awakens to the truth, the true nature of who they are, right? And someone who is in oneness is someone who has transcended to the state of unity, right? So there are, in all those states, of course, you are one. So it's just different states of being, as the word says.
I really enjoyed those explanations you just said. Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go.
Really good question.
Awesome. Okay, now, tell me something. Are you working on a book?
I am working on a book. Finishing it.
I think you will be working on a book. Or, it can be like a workbook kind of thing that you put together for your workshops and stuff. But do you have any ideas that you'd like to do a book?
I am finishing my first book, which hopefully will be published in a few months. We are already working with a publisher, with an editor, sorry. And,
Awesome.
That's going to happen.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. Now, the people that come from, I mean, they can come from anywhere to take your workshops, right? They just don't have to come from Chile. I mean, they can come from any of the surrounding areas. Do you incorporate other people from other countries where you are, or do you go to them and do workshops? How does that happen for you?
At the moment, I am in Chile. But I have a whole platform that is online, so we are integrating people from other countries, Spanish speaker people.
Now, your book is about the awakening. What is the book about? I mean, how to transcend, how to find your true self. What do you have a name for it?
I do have a name for it. I cannot say it publicly yet. But the book is going to be about, what you're describing right now is probably going to be my second book. This first book is all about...
I'm already got you on a second book. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's
exactly. You're running ahead.
I'm transcending you out there to do something else.
This is good.
That's awesome.
Now, I know sometimes when people do workshops and then they have a book, at the back of the book, they'll have like studies. They'll have a Q&A, you know, questions and answers at the back of the book. Would that be in your book, or is it just going to be a story, or is it going to be about self-development? Can you kind of give us a hint of what that's going to be about?
Of course, yes.
I don't need the name. I know you don't want to give the name.
That's going to be a surprise, but I can tell you what the book is about. The book is all about a conscious manifestation, how to manifest your life consciously. But more than that, it has many stories, real-life stories, and it talks a lot about belief systems, right? The power of belief systems and understanding that what we believe is influencing how we perceive reality and how we operate in this world. So it's really an open, so it will open your eyes and your mind to read this book. It's very easy to read. It's created for people to be a first step, maybe. But it's also deep. It's not too light, and it's made in a fun way.
Okay, I don't know. We had some interference there, so I didn't hear everything that you said about the end. But so you're going to just end up telling about manifestation, conscious manifestation, and how to get there, and maybe some kind of things that one can do. So you actually guide them in this book.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, something that maybe that I would like to get an excerpt from when you put it out, and we'll put it in the magazine. That would be wonderful. I love having all different kinds of things. And I'll tell you, too, whatever goes on tonight, I do a little something, and I put it in my blog tomorrow. And then I put that out on everywhere. I mean, it goes everywhere. So I'd like to tell everybody that we interview, that we don't just end the interview right here. We continue on with it. And maybe once your book comes out, we can have you back on so that you could really talk about it. But so now tell me about you have a big family there. Let's get into your family. I mean, we're talking about your book and what you're doing now. Was it difficult going to another country and live like New Zealand and Bali? I mean, see, I'm from the States and I've never been out of the States. I mean, Al's been everywhere, okay, but mm-hmm. not me. So you have to kind of tell me what was Bali like? That's supposed to be a romantic place, isn't it? That's what I think of when I think of it. Bali is it romantic?
Oh my God, Bali. Oh, gosh, it's such a beautiful place. And I think everyone you talk about it will kind of love it. Yes, I have a lot of love for Bali. I have a lot of gratitude for Bali. It connected me with really amazing people, and many of my close friends are from there. So what can I say? It's a magical island. If the island wants you, it will make everything easy for you to stay. If the island doesn't want you or wants you to leave the island, you will get sick.
Uh-huh.
Things won't work for you. Things will go down very
fast.
Yeah,
it's enchanting. It's an enchanting place,
yes.
Isn't it? It's very
absolutely
enchanting. To me, when I think about it, it's enchanting. And now New Zealand, when I think of New Zealand, I just think of a lot of land. I don't think of it as being a romantic place or that kind of thing, not compared to Bali. But New Zealand, I mean, how long did you live there?
I lived there for 7 months. I was on a working holiday visa, which was an incredible experience. And as you well imagined, it's a really green country with like
mm-hmm.
so much nature. It's pristine. It's beautiful.
Okay. So you went to other countries too, I'm sure, right? In your travels.
Yes.
So what I'm looking at something here, and it said you had a beyond mind experience that connected you to the reality of our true self. Can you tell us what that was? What kind of a beyond mind experience did you have? Did you see something? Did you have a vision? This was when you were young. I guess you were about 22, from what the media sheet is telling me, that you were 22 when this occurred. Was it something has to spark us? Al will agree to that. I mean, we go to school and we learn, but then we get out and we're kind of doing our own thing, and then something happens to us that puts us on that path that many of us are on. We might take some side trips because we have other areas that we have to cover for us, but we end up back on that same road, to me, of spirituality, of the oneness, Javiera, I'll see you in a few months, but I know you're going to come back and meet me at the crossroads somewhere because we're both going the same way. But what happened to you? Did you wake up one day and say, oh, I know what I want to do, or did something spiritual happen to you?
You know, this is more or less what Al was talking about. It's on the realms of, you know, looking for something else. And that,
I'm
sure...
more to this than what I see. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly that. There must be something else. You have this feeling of there must be something else.
Yeah.
And you start pursuing something that you don't know what it is.
Right. The problem sometimes with, and for me, and, you know, because of as long as I've been doing this, and Al probably, maybe, Al's beyond that now. I think he's made his adjustments. But for me, I get disappointed. And I think I just get disappointed in other people because they are not where I am. And then something happens, you know. Then I'll think, well, of course they're not where you are. How could they be? You know, I mean, everybody's on their own path at their own speed, doing something similar but maybe not quite the same and back and forth. But you have to be true to yourself and you have to know what's inside, I think. And I have this feeling that's what you did. I think you realize that there's more to this and I'm going to seek it out. I know there's more. And you had the mind and you're brave. That takes bravery to do that, to go off into another land and start seeking and looking and meeting all kinds of people that are just like you. I commend you for that. Like for me, I would never... But, you know, it's just because of my habits. I would never go to another country alone and start hoping that or hope that I would meet people of the same mind as myself. Did you go with somebody? I'm just curious as to how you would venture off from your country and even like going to Bali and start searching and meeting people and talking to people. I'm assuming that's what you did because you're easy to talk to. I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I feel. I'm sure Al feels the same way. So did you just wake up one day and you said, okay, there's more to this than what meets the eye. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find what it is I'm supposed to be looking for because we are all looking for something to make that good connection for us that takes us down that path that makes us so happy. You know, and that's an internal thing sometimes. Sometimes you don't even know what people are doing when you look at them. But if you talk to them and you get to know them, then you really know what's going on inside. And everybody is different. How I believe, how you believe, how Al believes, and our listeners, it can be totally different. And it doesn't mean it's wrong. It can actually be very right. And it is right. So... You just took off by yourself? Did you have a friend that went with you, like when you went to Bali? I'm just curious how this young girl would go to seek something that she didn't even know what she was looking for. I mean, was that scary for you?
Okay, so let me comment on that a little bit. First of all, I would say that this is my personal opinion, but the real bravery has nothing to do with facing the outside. It has all to do with facing yourself.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I want to clarify something also, is that whoever has that feeling or that calling, that internal calling of there is something else, it's not a matter of being brave to face yourself. It's a matter of like.
No, I don't mean that. I mean going to another country, leaving home and going to another country that you know nothing about. That would be say like saying, okay, Natalie, you're going to wander off to wherever, and because you did you have a calling to go there? Did you feel a need to go there? Was that a starting point for you? I'm just trying to get into why you traveled. I mean, I know what your quest was, but you know what I'm saying?
I traveled just because I was adventurous.
Okay. And your work allowed you to go to these other places, and that was a bonus for you because that's when it added to everything that you knew already. It just added to it. It was just much better. But I also believe that doors open for us, and like Al probably would agree that you can go through them. Doesn't mean you're going to go through them, but you should at least open them. You had almost like synchronicity going on for yourself. You know what that is, right? You had something happen because something else was supposed to happen, and then something else was supposed to happen for you, and you did this complete circle, and you came back, and now look what you're doing. So look back at when you started. It was a wonderful thing for you. It was such a growth for you. And you're wiser than your years. Is also what I want to tell you. I can hear it in your voice. You have all this. I mean, if you said to me, okay, Natalie, I want you to come to Chile and I'm going to show you the country. That would be fine for me because I've already talked to you on the phone and I already know what you're about. So you know, I'm just curious, all the travels that you did and I could talk to Al about it too. Al, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, how you understand what I'm trying to ask of her? I mean, how do you go? I mean, she was a banker, so she was able to go to another country, but that gave her another opportunity when she was there. So it was the synchronization through the banking that she ended up discovering other countries. You know, I'm here in the United States. I'm not going to discover another country unless I have quite a few $1,000s to go there. It's just not going to happen. So, Al, how did you go to all these countries? What prompted you? I mean, was it similar to Javiera?
Well, the question I would pose Javiera is, how did you overcome whatever fear you may have had?
Yeah.
Good question, Al.
See, that's where the bravery comes in. That's what I meant. You know, how like he said, how did you overcome that?
So there are many ways to face your fear or to overcome your fear. First of all is to face it, right? You can ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen to me? And I would ask myself that, you know, when I was walking alone, for example, in Thailand, and it was getting dark and I didn't know where I was going to sleep and I was uncertain of many things, but I was really connected to myself and I would ask myself, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, oh, I'm going to sleep in the street one night. Okay, and what's the worst thing that can happen? And nothing else would come to my mind. I'm going to be a little bit cold, probably, and if it rains, it won't be that good. But then, boom, someone would just pull over, ask me where I'm going, and drop me at the hotel and invite me for dinner. So
those
kind of magical things happen, but, like, I would say connect with the magic of being in the flow. And that comes to knowing that you're connected to yourself, like being connected to yourself and just trusting. So that's it. That's so beautiful about traveling, when you're trusting and so many magical things happen. I mean, you can do that in your own city, actually. You don't need to travel to another part of the world to connect with yourself. That's a fallacy. That's a belief system.
That's true.
That's awesome. And Natalie, to answer the question that you posed me, the reason that I travel the world is because I was inspired to. There's something that I have to fulfill. And I didn't directly deal with the fear in the sense of, okay, like Javier said, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? It was more like I was driven. Whether it was Australia, New Zealand, or South Korea, or Scotland, or wherever, you know, I was driven by inspiration to go there. And I trusted, and I used the word that Javier just said, I just the knowing that, or being in the flow, that it was all going to work out, and it does.
Yes.
Well, both of you, it's amazing. Now, you see, my life has been different. I'm not driven to go to Africa, but I mean anything else, I feel my work is right where I am doing what I'm doing. And the only reason I know it is right is because I have a deep love for it. It's probably for the same thing for the two of you, so we're kind of interviewing Al at the same time. But the same thing for both of you, you know, you have this love for what you're doing, and it lifts you. I can tell you just by doing the magazine once a month and getting all this beautiful work, and I have to insert it. I have to put the images. I have to make sure the links work. I have to have the author look at the page, any mistakes. But it's such an honor, and that's another thing, too, is honor comes along with it, to do things that I have a passion for. Probably the same for both of you. It's true, Javier. I'm like a different person. When I'm at my computer and my monitors, and I'm in a world that nobody even knows what it's like. Because I am promoting each and every one of them. So, but I'm just back to the passion. You have a passion. Al has a passion. And what it's going to do is just make you go further and further and do more and more good work, because that's exactly what you're both doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's true, you know. And you know, Javier, you're young. You have many years that you're going to do this, and who knows what else you're going to be doing. You could really expand if you want. Look at Al. He's going to be traveling next year again, right, Al? Or
sure.
I think he is, right?
I'm sure.
So he's going to be traveling. I don't even know where he's going, but he's going to have to call in once in a while from where he is. So I know he's okay. But it's like, you have a base, and you know where your base is, and, you know, sometimes you can travel and not even go to the place, and I've done that before, but I only do it with Africa. I have another desire to go to Jerusalem. I want to walk where Jesus walked. That's the other thing that I want to do. Other than that, let the wind take me. You know, I don't have that in me to want only those two places. And so that's my passion. That's my love. And if you go and look at these articles, you're going to see the love that I put into it. And you're going to say, yep, that's Natalie. Look at what she said. It's true. It's true. So you have to admire both of you. And Javiera, you know, this passion, you have a passion for this. You have a need to do this. And it's such a wonderful thing for you.
You know, that's very interesting that you mentioned two key words there. One is passion and the other one is need. So whenever we have need, we lack choice. Right?
Right.
Passion is a very expansive word. Need is a very contractive word.
Right.
So even if it's your passion, it's a choice. Whenever you have choice,
exactly,
you are in freedom.
Right. The passion
whenever
you choose to do, but you have to find what that passion is. Now, I know people listening are saying, well, yeah, they like to do this, and Natalie likes to do that, and yes, but you have to find it, but you have to believe that it's there. I go back to the word belief. You know, Al knows all about me. You have to believe. You have to believe in what you know. And when you do, then it engulfs you. It, like when I'm sitting and doing the magazine or getting all this stuff, I compile it over. Now I'm getting stuff for the next month. People will write to me from everywhere. And so it's just amazing, and it's such a good feeling. But the reason it gives me such a good feeling is the passion I have for it. And when you do that, like the lady told me last week, my frequency goes way high, and it does. And, and it's just wonderful. That's why I love to hear from people in other countries or who have traveled, because you have so much to share, Javiera, and even Al, when I've talked to Al, but you – Look what you've done. You know. Now I'm looking here. You are also NLP certified, right?
Yes.
And you have an MBA.
Uh huh.
Okay. Did you get that in Chile, or did you?
I
so that's your
Chile
education.
And,
you have some great education here, I'm seeing.
You could say so. You could say so. But
yes. Yes.
So what, you know?
Okay. Now, you went to Malaysia also, right?
I've been to Malaysia, yes. For only a week,
okay.
Actually.
Tell me, what is your favorite place? You're probably going to say Bali.
I'm going to say
Bali. What is your
Bali.
Favorite place? Yes. I don't know why.
Okay.
There's something, I think, for me, and I don't know, Al, how you feel about it, but it's the word. There's something with that word that I just see kind of like palm trees and beautiful beaches and beautiful waters, and history is there because it's an island. I don't know how big it is. I've never really investigated anything about it, but I probably could go there too, thinking about it. It just sounds romantic to me. It just sounds very romantic. Very, very romantic. So you're an entrepreneur, which Al is, and I am too. We know that when you are an entrepreneur, you take those steps, and it's can be difficult. Sometimes you get a lot of people who don't agree with you, but you start something, and then the passion comes in, and you have to continue on, like with what you're doing about this conscious manifestation. That has to be your passion, is to help people to connect with who you really are. Correct?
That's one of the things that I enjoy, yes.
Javier,
okay.
So I have a question for you. For the consciousness manifestation, what is the end result that you're looking for? What is your goal for humanity in regards to that?
I think we have a little bit of a I find it hard to just hear you with the connection.
Okay, my apologies. My question is, what is your goal, or what is the end result you're looking for in regards to your conscious manifestation?
You mean the school?
The end result, or the goal?
The end results. The end result,
yes.
Of the school on conscious manifestation. So we have a vision on a, you know, we are, it's a very tricky question. Because we are already delivering very high quality content, and our vision would be to expand on other countries, mainly, I would say mostly Spanish speakers countries. Yeah, that's my goal. To be one of the main schools on conscious manifestation at an international level, for sure.
And what do you see doing for humanity?
Hmm?
What do you see?
What do you see
doing
for humanity? How is this going to help people? Humanity.
Okay. How is it gonna? Oh, okay. Great question. So what it does is that it gives tools to people to not only attract what they want, but also support their inner transformation, or ask themselves what is it that they want, what is it that they are, what connects them to their passion, how are they going to be more joyful in life. Knowing how to create your life consciously not only accelerates the process of getting what you want, but it also accelerates the process of connecting to who you are. Once you connect to who you are and start living from a place of connection, your whole life changes, and you have more conscious people who are just freer, you know, of limitations. Therefore, you just have happier people and a happier society and a happier world.
Excuse me. Well, I think what you're doing and what you hope to continue to do and all the end results for everybody, if you think about it, is if you can just guide as many as you can and get let them be in touch with themselves right there, that's doing a whole lot of good for humanity. you are making, or you are allowing, I shouldn't say making, you are allowing people to be the very best that they can be, because when they recognize that, amongst all the other things that we've talked about, I just think you can, I think they can do anything that they really want. And but most importantly for me is that you have to be a good person. I have all kinds of good people on the show all the time. I don't have anybody that's negative or anything like that, and it's all really wonderful. And so I bow my head to you because you're doing such a great job of enlightening, and you're enlightening people as well. You're showing them the way. It's like you've got this big, huge, you're holding this big, huge light. And again, I say because you're young, so this is a benefit to you. So you're walking down this road, and you've got all these people coming behind you because they want to see where this person with the light is going to go. You're just taking them towards what they should be and what they can recognize, and that's just, to me, is just outstanding. I don't think it gets any better than that. You are lighting the way. Even if they're just all Spanish-speaking people, that's even better, because sometimes they don't have what we have offered to us here in the United States. And I just think what you're doing is wonderful. But you are a beautiful person, too, see, inside and outside. You, and I'm sure Al would agree with me that how you talk, you're so believable. And I'm very honored you're on my show. I love people that do things like this that just take it and they just kind of run with it. You know, it's like in football, you take the ball and you run football and you run with it, try to score. You know, but you are doing something really wonderful, and you mustn't stop. You have to keep going, and I don't think you will. I really don't think you will. Now, you do retreats also?
Not yet. Let me comment on a couple of things that you just said, if you allow me.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm opening another door there for you. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, you know, one of the things that is really important, I think, and it's about this job quote, right, is that you have to keep yourself also learning and also, you know, integral. One thing that I would like to say is that this is not about lightening the way. This is about being there, available for people to find their own way. These are no times now for guides or gurus. You know, it's about everyone is their own guru. Everyone is their own, guide that has their own guidance. So
right.
It's very easy to get lost there, to think that there is one person that is shining and therefore I must follow that person. But what we're doing when we do that is that we lose our power.
Right.
We lose
our
power.
You have to know that you are shining. You are your own light. You are your own. No, you're right. I hear exactly what you're saying, and I'm sure the listeners do too. Yeah, you can look at somebody and say, wow, they can do all this? Wow. Yeah, but what you're going to be doing or doing right now is a wow, too. You know, I mean, but people do that sometimes. They'll get somebody that's kind of like a guru or somebody that a go-to person, I like to say, and they'll go to that person and get their take on something or their reaction, and then they put that person on a pedestal. And then pretty soon they're listening to everything that they say, right? But we don't want them to do that.
Exactly.
We want you to do it for yourself. So it's good to take outside, be interactive with other people and get their view and their point, but never lose sight of yourself and what you know
really
to be true for you.
Yes, exactly. And there's
because
so
once you do that, you'll never get to what it is you really are trying to get to, and you just won't be a very happy person about it. And in the world that I'm in, Javier, I'm surrounded by all kinds of people who have opinions, and they can advise me, but I've learned, and it happened to me one time. And I say it was like somebody rained on my parade. And I decided at that moment, no one will ever do that to me again, ever. Because what it does is it drops you to the floor, and then you'll think, well, I'm all wrong. Everything I'm doing and thinking and feeling is wrong. No, it's not.
Exactly.
You have to be true to yourself and let it happen for you. Anything is possible, as we know. So you help to teach them that, which is excellent. And you do it. I'm sure you do it. But, like everybody else, we all have our times when we're not really, sitting up high and everything's going wonderful and all of this. You know, you'll have disappointments. I had what I thought was a disappointment, listen to this, yesterday. But it turned out to be because I was contacted today. It was exactly how I wanted it to be. But yesterday or last night, I kept thinking, oh, here I thought this was going to be great. You know, this is it. This is God's showing me something. And then I felt like I was dropped on the floor. But then I got up today, and they didn't know that they disappointed me. I mean, how could they? But they just contacted me and encouraged me and are going to help me with some of the things that I want to do for the magazine. And I sat back in my chair and I thought, thank you, God. Okay, I got it. I get it. I got it. It's good. And I did. But you can't let anybody try to be your light. You cannot do that. You have to be true to yourself. And whatever you believe is your right to believe. It's your choice. And just make sure that you can back it up. You don't fall flat on your face. And so that's part of what I feel that you encourage people to do, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, only I just say it in a more wordsy way, but that's kind of what I do. I just kind of I go with the words and then I carry through it. But I think I just think I want to hear that you're going to continue doing this and not stop. And because of your age. Now, I want to also mention you have a couple of sites. Are they both in Spanish, Javiera?
Yes, both are in Spanish.
Okay, but if you go to Chrome, there's a translator. You can get it translated for you. But one of them is JaviaraCorea.com. Corea, I guess it is. It's JaviaraCorea.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
And the other site is, now you got to listen to this one, it's CreaConsciente.com. How do you pronounce that?
Yes. Creación Consciente. It's conscious creation.
Consciente. I love that. I love the romance languages. I love Italian. I love Spanish. I just think that they're so beautiful. We were laughing the other day when we were testing her on the phone. The only thing I can really say is sí, you know, like yes. And I know mi madre is my mother because my son says that to his helper sometimes. What else can I say? They tried to teach me a few little words, but I could probably learn if I was around somebody like you because you would say to me, now, Natalie, you have to speak to me in Spanish or I'm not going to answer you. And I'd be standing there like, oh, goodness gracious. So you have to have that kind of a teacher. But you would do it with love, and you would care. But I bet you I'd end up learning how to speak Spanish pretty fast because I would have to. But Italian is very similar to Spanish, and those are they call them the Romance languages. And aren't they beautiful? Right? How many languages can you speak?
Only two: English and Spanish.
English and Spanish, right?
Yes.
Right? You speak those two, right? Do you speak anything else? Any other language?
Nope.
Well, they're probably the two best because if you come over here to the States, especially in the South, in the Southwest, it's Spanish. Even here, my granddaughter is learning Spanish in school and she's doing really good with it. She's getting an A and she's in the ninth grade. And she, you have to be able to really speak it well. And I just think that's wonderful. Some people in the United States, they feel that it's pushed upon their kids. I think it's a great thing because what it does, if you can speak English and you can speak another language and you go to another country, you can figure things out. Somehow you're going to run across somebody who might know some English and somebody who might know some Spanish, and you put the two together and you're going to figure out where you have to be or where you got to go and all that. So I think it's great. I wish I would have learned it. And the only time I heard Italian was when my mother and her sister wanted to say something and they didn't want us to know about it. They didn't want me to know about it, what it was. So they would speak Italian, like talking behind my back, only saying it in Italian. But eventually, of course, as I got older, we figured out what the words were. So it wasn't that difficult. You know, when you get older, you get curious and you want to know. But, Al, are you still there?
Yes, I am, and I have a question for Javiera. Javiera, who or what has been your biggest influence?
That's what I was thinking, yes. Good question. Great question.
My biggest influence, I mean, there were many books that I really enjoyed when I was young, but I would say currently my biggest influence is Inelia Benz. She lives in the U.S., actually.
I'm sorry, what was the name again? I didn't catch that.
Inelia Benz.
Wow.
Inelia Benz?
Benz.
B-E-N, right?
Yeah, B-E-N-Z. Benz.
Okay. Inelia Benz.
Inelia
Benz.
Wow,
I'll have to look that up. Okay, and what does this person...
I haven't heard that name either.
No, me either. So is it...
A, Inelia.
Amelia, that's a man, right?
It's a woman.
Okay, because it can be Amelia here is Emily, okay? But Amelia sometimes can be a gentleman's name. Or Emilio, I guess, could be. So it's either the A or the O. Oh, here I am learning another language just like that. okay, so who is this lady? Why was she your biggest influence?
She's very big on awakening and empowering people. She's been empowering people all her life. When I came across a video of her in YouTube, I just knew. It was an instant knowing. I'm gonna follow this person. It resonated with me so deeply, and I've been learning from her tools and content for many years now, and it has been incredibly positive for my life.
Isn't that great that you find some? And look at YouTube. You can find, just do a search, and you can find anything you want there, how to do anything you want. I mean, it's really amazing. Technology has really opened the door for many. And, you know, I really love it. It can be, sometimes not such a good factor in your life because you'll look at everybody, and they're either looking down at their phones or they're on the computer or something like that, and there's not a lot of people interaction. But when you find somebody, have you ever met her? Did you ever meet this lady?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, then you're fortunate.
Really great.
Because
experience.
Sometimes people, yes, that's very good. I mean, so now is she from your country?
Actually, yes, she was born in Chile, but she left Chile when she was really young. So she's been abroad for most of her life.
Oh, okay. That was a good question, Al. Thank you. I want to know,
who
is your greatest influence, Al?
Wayne Dyer.
Who?
Who?
Wayne Dyer.
Oh, Wayne Dyer. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Great man.
Yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
Great
many,
work.
Many books.
Yeah.
Worked for
really
Hay House. Did a lot of stuff. Oh, yes. Yes, a great man. Very, very great man. Yeah. Wrote so much. And you're always seeing his name. And for me, well, you see, I'm in a field with all that I do that I just started it. I mean, I kind of got dumped in it. I shouldn't say dumped. That's not a good word. But, you know, it kind of fell in my lap. So there wasn't really anybody that was a great influence. Now, I'm really good with the camera, so maybe this gentleman, Billy, would be an influence that I would look up to. I have an Nikon, and I love taking pictures, but now everything is on the cell phone, And so I guess that would be an influence. But as far as the work that I do now, I really, you know what I wanted to do is I just decided that I have three websites. I just thought that the main one would be a place where everybody could come for whatever they need. And that was back in 1998, when I had that come to me, you know, that's what I want. And it took me a long time. But I do have places for everybody for whatever they need. And, you know, they can always ask me, how do I get to this? How do I get to that? I do that, too. So that's nice to have an influence that you can say who they are. I really can't say that there was one particular person because nobody has done what I have done. They have not. They've created sites, but not like all that I have. They have not. Not that I'm tooting my horn or anything, but you know what I'm saying? I just kind of, I evolved, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it was, it worked, and it allowed me to do some wonderful things, and I want to make sure that everybody goes to your site. That's JavieraCarrera.com. Korea. Is it Korea? Korea. I'm supposed to be rolling my R's, I know, and I'm not. Right?
No, good try.
So you
good
say
try.
It.
Thank you.
I'm trying. You have to try.
Korea.
I mean, you have to try. But I mean, you're the master at the Spanish. So, but it's JavieraCorrera.com, and the other one is CreaconScience.com. They can both be translated from Spanish to English because if you go to Chrome, you click right and it will translate. It'll translate anything you have on that page. You can even copy and paste and put it into Google. And it'll tell you what it says. I mean, everything is at your fingertips. There's no excuse for any of it, right? That's what's so beautiful about the world is we can interact. And I'm so glad we had you on the show. We've got about, 4 minutes left. And well, actually, we have a little bit longer because Candy, I have to thank Candy. Candy does all my dashboard in Blog Talk Radio. She does all the marketing. She puts you out there everywhere. And then, of course, Jackie does the copy for me. You know, she looks up everybody and gives me questions to ask. And, you know, it's when you have people like that, you've really got it made. And then, of course, when I have Al, I have to thank Al when he's on the show. He brings another side to the interview. He brings in different things than I think of. And I really like it because then, you know, I have somebody to interact with and bounce ideas off of. And so it's always great. And Al will be back on the show again. I'm looking ahead here. I know we've got him scheduled. I don't have my calendar right in front of me because I had to get a new one. But, yeah, I know we'll have him again. And I guess after the first of the year then you'll be traveling, so I won't be able to have him on the show. But unless he decides he wants to call in from wherever he is, and he can certainly do that because I would like that. I like having him on the show. So thank you, Al, for all your input, and we'll do this again. And, Javier, when you get your book out, I want to know about it, and I want an excerpt or an article from it. And you can write an article anytime you want on manifestation of consciousness, and you just can send it to me, and I'll put it in the magazine for you or I'll put it in the blog for you. And it'll give you some nice exposure because that's what I like to do. That's my passion. I like to push everybody out there.
Much.
So you want to say any parting words, Javiera? I guess just to go to your site. And it's just been a wonderful experience talking from somebody so far away. I love it. Last week I had a lady in Copenhagen. I shouldn't say that. She was in Copenhagen when I had her on the show. Can you imagine? Copenhagen. I mean, anything is possible. If you can get a Skype number, then we're all good, right? We're all good. So, anyways, thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you,
Al. I love you dearly. I love you, Javier. Maybe one day I'll be able to meet you. Maybe I'll meet you in Bali. Maybe I'll
thank
say, guess
so
where
much.
I'm going.
I appreciate it.
Yes, and let's
thank
do
you,
this
Natalie,
again.
For what you do.
And, pardon me?
Thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I give a lot of energy and a lot of emotion when I do stuff, and that's what's so good about it. And I'll get critiqued after I get off the show. I have a lady that listens all the time, and she'll say, yep, you sounded really good. and the show went really well. And next week we'll have another guest on. And just before Halloween, on the 30th, I'm going to actually have a witch, but she's a white witch now. There's a difference between the white and the dark. And this is a beautiful lady that does beautiful things. So that's coming up. What else do I have going on? We're about done with the show, so I should end it. Al, thank you. I love you. Javier, I love you. We'll talk again soon, okay? And remember, everybody, believe in things that you cannot see because they really are there. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.